This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on the examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for this situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. One. I like your red dress. Two. What time should we leave for the party? 3. I have done all my shopping. 4. I had a great holiday. 5. Shall we organise a museum trip? 6. My brother got married last week. 7. We had a nice meal at the restaurant. 8. How long will the journey take? 9. Are you ready to apply to university? 10. Is it time for the lesson to start? 11. Now listen to the sentences again. One. I like your red dress. Two. What time should we leave for the party? 3. I have done all my shopping. 4. I had a great holiday. 5. Shall we organise a museum trip? 6. My brother got married last week. 7. We had a nice meal at the restaurant. 8. How long will the journey take? 9. Are you ready to apply to university? 10. Is it time for the lesson to start? 11. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hi there. I'm running a survey about living in the local area, and I was hoping I could ask you a few questions about your home.
Of course.
Thank you. My name is Alex. Can I have your name, please?
Yes. My name is Andrew, and this is my daughter, Elizabeth.
So, Andrew, the main purpose of this survey is to help Reddington Homes with their new development, which is being built on the site where the old bread factory was. They want to see what style of homes the average family has in the area. This will help them create new and exciting designs to fit in with family life. Question one, how many bedrooms do you have in your house?
3 bedrooms in total, 2 big, 1 slightly smaller.
Great. Do you have a small, medium or large garden?
Medium.
Next question, what style of house do you live in? A townhouse, a cottage, a flat or apartment or a villa?
A townhouse at the end of Edwards Grange Road.
Would you like to change the home you currently live in to make it more suitable for your family?
Yes, actually. My wife and I would like to extend into the attic and make our house taller. She is pregnant and we are expecting twins. We have asked the local council if they will allow us to do the work on our house. Other people down our road have, so we do hope they say yes.
Thank you, Andrew and Elizabeth. Those are all the questions I have for you today. As a thank you from Reddington Homes, please take this 25% off voucher for Pizza Boss.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi there. I'm running a survey about living in the local area, and I was hoping I could ask you a few questions about your home.
Of course.
Thank you. My name is Alex. Can I have your name, please?
Yes. My name is Andrew, and this is my daughter, Elizabeth.
So, Andrew, the main purpose of this survey is to help Reddington Homes with their new development, which is being built on the site where the old bread factory was. They want to see what style of homes the average family has in the area. This will help them create new and exciting designs to fit in with family life. Question one, how many bedrooms do you have in your house?
3 bedrooms in total. 2 big, 1 slightly smaller.
Great. Do you have a small, medium or large garden?
Medium.
Next question. What style of house do you live in? A townhouse, a cottage, a flat or apartment or a villa?
A townhouse at the end of Edwards Grange Road.
Would you like to change the home you currently live in to make it more suitable for your family?
Yes, actually. My wife and I would like to extend into the attic and make our house taller. She is pregnant and we are expecting twins. We have asked the local council if they will allow us to do the work on our house. Other people down our road have, so we do hope they say yes.
Thank you, Andrew and Elizabeth. Those are all the questions I have for you today. As a thank you from Reddington Homes, please take this 25% off voucher for Pizza Boss.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation 2. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Hi, Maria. How does the new house look?
Hi, Louise. It looks great so far. Thanks for asking. We still have a lot of work to do. We need to paint the walls, clear the garden, as all the plants are really overgrown. Then we need to get some nice furniture for the living room.
What is your favourite room in the house at the moment?
Mine is definitely the kitchen. It is really big. There are so many store cupboards and the whole family can sit in there together at the big dining table. Charlie's favourite room is the front room, as it has a big TV in it. He bought it so he could watch his football on a big screen. So far, he and Jack have watched TV together every night. They are both so happy.
Does Jack even know what football is yet?
He really enjoys watching it, although when Lucas was 2, he didn't enjoy watching football. He liked being in the kitchen with me cooking.
Nothing has changed then?
No, and Lucas really enjoys cooking at school with his class.
What does he like to make?
Lucas can now make cupcakes. He mixes the batter and fills the cases with the mixture. He can crack an egg better than I can. He started at his new school and decided to make 12 chocolate cupcakes for the teachers, and then he made a big coconut cake for his class. He still needs help with some things, but he is so talented.
Lucas is like you. He enjoys cooking and baking. Have you taught him how to make your amazing banana bread yet?
Louise, that is my secret forever.
Now listen to the conversation again. Hi, Maria. How does the new house look?
Hi, Louise. It looks great so far. Thanks for asking. We still have a lot of work to do. We need to paint the walls, clear the garden, as all the plants are really overgrown. Then we need to get some nice furniture for the living room.
What is your favourite room in the house at the moment?
Mine is definitely the kitchen. It is really big. There are so many store cupboards and the whole family can sit in there together at the big dining table. Charlie's favourite room is the front room, as it has a big TV in it. He bought it so he could watch his football on a big screen. So far, he and Jack have watched TV together every night. They are both so happy.
Does Jack even know what football is yet?
He really enjoys watching it, although when Lucas was 2, he didn't enjoy watching football. He liked being in the kitchen with me cooking.
Nothing has changed then?
No, and Lucas really enjoys cooking at school with his class.
What does he like to make?
Lucas can now make cupcakes. He mixes the batter and fills the cases with the mixture. He can crack an egg better than I can. He started at his new school and decided to make 12 chocolate cupcakes for the teachers, and then he made a big coconut cake for his class. He still needs help with some things, but he is so talented.
Lucas is like you. He enjoys cooking and baking. Have you taught him how to make your amazing banana bread yet?
Louise, that is my secret forever.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Welcome to Heathrow Airport, one of the busiest airports in the world and the busiest in the country. We hope you enjoy your time here in Terminal 1. You will find everything you need to prepare for your journey, be it a long or short flight. If you walk to the right of the check-in desk, you will find a Pizza Hut, a Costa Coffee, and a McDonald's. We have recently opened a new bookshop, Skyread, which has a large collection of different genres and books for all tastes. Located in this floor are check-in desks from numbers 1 to 35, and gate numbers 1 to 16 are located beyond the security checkpoint after you have checked in. Should you need any help finding your way around, we have guides who can help you. They'll be wearing red jackets and are located around the entrance and check-in points. If you have a disability, please inform a member of staff and we will send a car to escort you to your gate destination.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Welcome to Heathrow Airport, one of the busiest airports in the world and the busiest in the country. We hope you enjoy your time here in Terminal 1. You will find everything you need to prepare for your journey, be it a long or short flight. If you walk to the right of the check-in desk, you will find a Pizza Hut, a Costa Coffee, and a McDonald's. We have recently opened a new bookshop, Skyread, which has a large collection of different genres and books for all tastes. Located in this floor are check-in desks from numbers 1 to 35, and gate numbers 1 to 16 are located beyond the security checkpoint after you have checked in. Should you need any help finding your way around, we have guides who can help you. They'll be wearing red jackets and are located around the entrance and check-in points. If you have a disability, please inform a member of staff and we will send a car to escort you to your gate destination.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to the Shopping Channel on YouTube. Today, we are going to look at the best places for sales during the Christmas period. So many people have been asking about what to buy for their parents. It might seem like parents are hard to buy for, and although it might be true sometimes, a little bit of thought goes a long way. A great website to start your present search is somethingpersonal.co.uk, where you can choose any gift on the website and have a personal message put on it. For example, I went on the website and chose a silver necklace. On that necklace, I can put any small silver decoration I want. As my mum likes shoes, cooking, art and travel, I chose a small pair of high heels, a chef's hat, a paintbrush and an airplane. And it didn't stop there. I could put a personal message to my mum inside the blue and silver presentation box. I love the idea so much, I got a gold necklace for my sister, who has just finished university. For her, I chose a pencil, a book, an airplane and a teddy bear. Don't be stuck anymore. Go online now.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to the Shopping Channel on YouTube. Today, we are going to look at the best places for sales during the Christmas period. So many people have been asking about what to buy for their parents. It might seem like parents are hard to buy for, and although it might be true sometimes, a little bit of thought goes a long way. A great website to start your present search is somethingpersonal.co.uk, where you can choose any gift on the website and have a personal message put on it. For example, I went on the website and chose a silver necklace. On that necklace, I can put any small silver decoration I want. As my mum likes shoes, cooking, art and travel, I chose a small pair of high heels, a chef's hat, a paintbrush and an airplane. And it didn't stop there. I could put a personal message to my mum inside the blue and silver presentation box. I love the idea so much, I got a gold necklace for my sister, who has just finished university. For her, I chose a pencil, a book, an airplane and a teddy bear. Don't be stuck anymore. Go online now.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.